Chapter 6. Will Yeti go home? Come on, said Mum. We have to go to the airport. We must make sure that Yeti gets back home. They drove to the airport. They found Yeti. He was sitting on his box. A crowd of people were looking at him. He was very pleased to see Tim and Emma. This isn't my home, is it? Yeti said. No, said Emma. You're still at the airport. I don't feel well, Yeti complained. What's wrong? Tim asked. I'm too hot. I'm tired. I want to go home. Just then, another television reporter arrived. She was very interested in Yeti. She asked Yeti to show her his fingers, toes, and teeth to prove that he was real. The reporter turned to the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, she said, this is the first time anyone has interviewed a Yeti. It's sensational! All afternoon, Tim, Emma, Yeti and Mum were interviewed by reporters from newspapers and magazines. The children loved it. But Yeti became quieter and quieter. Finally, he stopped answering questions. What's wrong? Tim asked. I want to go home, Yeti answered. I don't like it here anymore. But by then, Yeti's aeroplane had gone. Yeti spent the night at the airport, asleep in his box. The next morning, Yeti's photo was in every newspaper. Yeti was famous. People did not want him to go home. The manager of a zoo sent a big black car to collect Yeti from the airport. At the zoo, Yeti was given a special cold room. It had an ice cream machine. On the walls, there were pictures of the snowy mountains of the Himalayas. But Yeti did not like it.